Hello, everyone, and welcome to the fifth episode of the Mouse Weight Podcast. I am your host for this episode, Trent, and we have a very special edition of the podcast for you this week. Before we get into all of that, I would like to first thank our sponsors at the Howard Johnson of Anaheim. They have Mouse Weight Family Reunion Rates starting May 17th through the 19th. Be sure to call in-house reservations and ask for Chris or Denise. Do not forget to mention the Mouse Weight Reunion Block. Now, again, this is a very special edition of the Mouse Weight Podcast, but because we will be talking about all things Fantasy Fair. First, I'd like to introduce to you Melanie.
Hey.
And Erica.
Hi, everyone.
Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So let's just get right into it. We got a lot to talk about and not a lot of time. Let's get into it. So the new Fantasy Fair opened this past Tuesday, March 12th. It took the place of the old Carnation Plaza Gardens. Princesses were being moved from the Fantasyland Theater, which will now hold Mickey and the Magical Map, a new opening day of May 25th. Very exciting. It's going to be a great show. I cannot wait to see it myself.
Yes, I'm excited to see it as well.
Me too.
We all are. We will be there opening day?
Most likely.
Hopefully.
I'll be there. I don't know. You guys. I'm for sure being there.
Yeah, okay, I'll be done with school by then. So.
Oh, yeah. Which, yeah.
You'll give us the up-to-the-minute information on Mickey and the Magical Map.
Of course. Well, I'm looking forward to it. But this is not the Mickey and the Magical Map episode. That will be later. Again, all things Fantasy Fair. Carnation Plaza Garden. We all visited it. We all got to see it. What did you guys think of it in general?
I really loved it. I liked it. Didn't know what to expect, and I enjoyed spending time there. It was fun.
And Melanie?
I liked it, too. I really like all the architecture and stuff that they did to the area. It's kind of small, but it was a small space to begin with.
Yeah, and they actually did add a lot to that area anyway.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they used the space to the best of their abilities with what they had, and I think they did a great job.
Yeah, they did a wonderful job. So let's just, take a walkthrough for the people that don't have the ability to see it yet. Let's just walk through the land, starting off on the left side, we have the Royal Hall, which houses two shows, a show about Tangled and a show about Beauty and the Beast. Those we will talk a little bit about later. And right across from that is the Maurice's Treats food cart, which we'll talk about later also. So going from there, I guess the next thing we can talk about is the new store, Fairy Tale Treasures. That store has a lot of like princess-themed stuff and accessories and toys. What do you guys think of it?
It has pretty much anything and everything you want princess. So if for your minis, if you want to buy them a costume, shoes, gloves, hats, purses, I even saw some wigs and accessories. So it's pretty much princess central.
And they're all like all the Cinderella stuff is one section.
Yes, very well organized.
All the Belle. And they also have new music boxes with princesses on them too.
I actually didn't get to see the music boxes, but I did see the post about it.
Yeah, when I went, they were all behind the register, I think. Mm. So I guess you have to ask them for it if you want to buy it.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
They also have the autograph books that are sold there, the new ones.
Yeah, I saw those. Can you please explain that to us?
Yeah, they are very bejeweled, very sparkly, very pretty princess autograph books that include a short little story from each princess. And it has a section where you can write a memory of what you went to see, what you did with the princess, and also where they can sign it. So,
and also a little sleeve to put a picture in later.
Yes, so that you could collect everything in your little memory book. And it's really cute, and any princess should have it.
Well, I'm going to be owning one, so I guess that makes me a princess.
You are. You're so special. You're our princess.
I'm okay with it, though.
I'm your princess. No.
The most, the fairest of them all.
Correct. Oh,
okay, so yeah, Fairy Tale Treasure. It's a small store, but it uses, again, it uses the most of its space.
It's pretty good size, though. It's a little bit bigger than the store where Bippity Boppity Boo Boutique is at.
Oh, yeah, the one next to there.
Yeah, they have like a smaller section
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I walked through there the first time. And yeah, it's pretty small, but it's bigger than that. It's a good store. And next time you go there, be sure to look up above the registers because there are little tidbits and little items that...
some little hidden treasures.
Right, that coincide with some of the Disney movies, including like jewels for Snow White, a bow and arrow for Brave, of course, just books and other cool tidbits and stuff that you can be sure to look out for next time you head over there. All right, and moving on from there is the... I guess moving on from there to the right is the exit to Rancho de Zocalo, the restaurant in Frontierland. So,
yes.
There's only one entrance into the land itself, which is right next to the castle. Everything else is an exit.
Now, I haven't been there since the opening. I know you guys were here this past weekend. Is that opening available now? Is that open for the public to walk through, or is it still closed?
Everything is open, but it's mostly used as an exit.
Yeah, but when I was there, I was able to enter from like where Fantasyland and Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And just kind of go in, there. and I entered from the Rancho de Zocalo exit too. Mm.
So you broke the law.
You rebel, you.
I wasn't caught, so
living on the wild side.
It's all right. And the exit, it's cool too because like half of it has like banners or like coat of arms looking banners hanging down and stuff, and like some shields on the rafters or whatever you want to call them.
Right. Oh, above the entrance to the Frontier.
Yeah, like that yeah. half of it, and then the rest of it is just wooden frontier looking. So it's kind of like a border change.
So it makes the transition there.
Yeah.
They move the restrooms down that way too, closer to the restaurant.
Yeah.
And there's also an exit to where they have the stroller parking, which is, I think that's where the old bridge used to be. The old entrance to the Coronation Plaza Garden is where the stroller parking / exit is right now. And also an exit to Frontierland on the left side of the Royal Theater.
Yeah. Okay. That's a nice exit, too, because it's right next to the water.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's a beautiful
exit. Scenic.
Okay. Moving right from there is the Figaro and Bluebird animatronic. So basically what that thing is, not thing, what that animatronic is Figaro is asleep on top of a porch. He sees a bluebird, and he wants to go bother it. And every time the bird chirps, he comes awake and starts meowing a bit. And it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool animatronic.
Yeah, it's cute. Last time I was there also, it seemed to kind of not work right sometimes.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like, it seemed jerky in the head.
Like, the first time I watched it, it moved perfectly fine. But this time I could tell there was some issues happening.
The head seemed jerky to me when I was seeing it, too.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't working when I went, so I didn't get to see it in action.
Yeah. But it's just a small thing that most people will walk past and see once and think that'd be cool. And then...
It's cute to, like, randomly happen to spot it.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah. So, again, it's not a big thing, but it is pretty cool to see that. Next to that is an owl statue that's just like one of Disney's things representing wisdom. And next to that is a stairway where the hosts will come out and, you know, make announcements and whatnot. To the right of there is the Tangled Tower. Melanie, do you want to just talk about what this Tangled Tower is?
Well, it's basically evident. Actually stone, right? It's more of just like stone looking.
Oh, it is made out of stone.
I don't know. I didn't go and touch it or
anything.
It's
made of stone.
Okay.
Well, it's a statue in the middle of the courtyard.
I know, it's a statue. Okay, so basically it's a statue in the middle of the courtyard, and at night, I think it was like every 5 or 10 minutes, the little song for when Rapunzel's hair changes colors.
The flower gleam and glow.
Yes. When her hair would glow, this little song comes on and then the hair starts to light up going down the tower. And I finally saw that as well. And that was really cool.
It's really cool, yes, right? Just lasts for a couple seconds, but it is a cool thing to see at night when you're walking past the land and nothing's going on. And you just happen to be there and then you see it and like, oh, that's a Rapunzel and her hair's lighting up. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we watched it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Line up because it's really quick too. I thought it would last a little longer, but it's like as soon as the song ends, like the hair starts.
The hair goes out. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it makes for great pictures. I stood there for like 30 minutes, just getting pictures.
Yeah, and it also makes a great place for people to sit because a lot of people were sitting around it all day.
Oh, yeah.
They're just sitting there, like, on the tower.
Just chilling, right? Just like,
yeah. I saw when I was there was little kids hanging around there, climbing up the stairs and twirling around and taking pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good photo op, too.
Yeah.
The whole area is just amazing. Like, I love it. I'm in love with it. I couldn't – when it opened the 12th, I just couldn't leave. I didn't want to leave. So, like, I'm in love with that area. I can't wait to go back to it. Tangled Tower, not as big as everybody would think it would be, but...
That's true.
Yeah, I still think it's a good size for what it is.
It's not a real tower. It's just a statue of the tower.
Yeah, it's more of a centerpiece for the whole place.
Right. Yeah, it's a good centerpiece because if you think about it, if that wasn't there, it'd just be an empty middle area. So it's pretty cool to see that. So to the right of that, keep moving right, to the right of that is Clopin's Music Box, representing the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Erica, can you explain to this?
Sure. It's actually found right next to the entrance of the Royal Hall. Mm-hmm. And what it is, it's a... I want to say maybe about 5 to 6 feet tall, little box. And inside you can see the town square from the movie Hunchback of Notre Dame. And you can see the crowd and you could see different characters from Disney movies that are hidden inside. So an example of some that I saw Belle and Beast in human form. I saw Peter Pan. We saw Smeed. We don't want to give them all away, but if you look close, you get to see several characters. And you can wind the little box, and it plays the song Topsy Turvy from Hunchback of Notre Dame. It's
very
cute.
Very catchy, that song is. I like it.
It's a really cute music box. Mm-hmm. So if you get a chance, I have a feeling that a lot of people will be walking by it. If you're not looking for it, you might just pass it. So,
but then when you hear the song, because that song... resonates
it's loud.
To some, yeah.
I think it's connected to speakers, maybe, because it's pretty loud.
It is.
I also noticed that if you turn it long enough, it'll change from day to night, and
And Quasimodo comes out from the Notre Dame,
and the gargoyles jump in the background. It'll spin.
Yeah, there's a gargoyle and some random guy,
some dude
that flies through the crowd.
Yes, so it's a really cute little music box.
And it's pretty loud, too.
Yeah.
Like, you were talking about if people are just going to walk by it. I think if they walk by it and hear that, that resonates to some Disney fans. They're like, oh, that's the song Topsy Turvy. Where's that coming from?
But it's also a lot of work to turn that thing, too.
Yeah, it's not easy.
I wish you could just, wind it up a couple times and it would keep going. But you have to continuously keep winding it to play the song. Yes.
And if you don't do it hard enough or fast enough, it'll just stop.
Mm-hmm. And then it starts all over.
Mm-hmm.
I am a little disappointed that they didn't add other songs to the music box. Because my feeling is that after a while, you know, you might want to hear a different song and you won't be able to. Or maybe that's something they'll add later on.
Maybe, yeah. It sounds like a cool idea.
They also could have added, like, Esmeralda in there.
She might be in there. Maybe you haven't
seen her. I don't know. You haven't looked hard enough.
Or Phoebus, you know. Phoebus.
They might be in there. They're
Phoebus.
I don't know who that is.
He's the, like, prince guy, whatever.
Oh, right.
I haven't seen the movie.
The guard. I know. It's been a while.
Yeah.
He wasn't a prince. He was...
Well, he wore armor. He was something.
He was the... You're going to make me look this up. Hold on. Okay, well, let's move on from there. We're going to get a lot of hate for that. Moving on from the Clopin's music box, to the right of that is, of course, the new Princess Meet and Greet area, Royal Hall. New Princess Meet and Greet area. The queue, there's two parts of the queue. There's the outdoor portion and then the indoor, like, covered shaded area portion. One cool thing about that shaded portion is one of the buildings there was actually like an original building, I believe, from the old area. Hold on, let me look this up.
You want to pause there?
No, we're going to keep going. I found it. So our very own I've Got No String CM posted on Mouseway that during his preview for the Fantasy Fair that one of the spires there is hidden behind one of the trees, because there were a lot of trees in that area and a lot of things were hidden, and so you didn't get to see that one of these spires were there, and it's been there for decades. It's got the original painting, still gold-plated, and it's very original. That's rare to see. That's still there. And then from there, you wait in line, meet the princesses. And one cool thing about the meet and greet area is that there are actually two sides to the meet and greet. So there's a left side and a right side. So basically, when it gets like busy on some days, you can have princesses on both sides of the Royal Hall. And then the cast members will direct you to a side you can go meet them at. Erica, can you talk a bit more about this, because I've talked too much.
So, to start off, when you enter, something nice that they have for you is that they will have a little schedule with the princesses who are going to be inside. So you don't have to guess, and you can just know, okay, I'm going to see Ariel, Cinderella, and Aurora. And I think it was Rick Chavez who told us that when they transition the princesses, you get a surprise. Sometimes Tiana was there yesterday, mm-hmm. and Mulan might be in there, but they're only in there shortly. It's not their permanent residence.
Yeah, the permanent residences of the Royal Hall for now is Ariel, Cinderella, and Aurora.
Yeah, so when you start, you go through a line, and it's half covered, half outdoors. So we said it's something nice so that when you're waiting in the summertime, you'll have some sort of shade and you won't have to be in direct sun. You will be waiting. I don't know how bad the lines are right now.
I think they're the same amount as like the old Fantasy Fair.
Yeah.
Like 45 minutes.
Yeah. 35 to 45, I think.
So I think, you know, we'll be able to tell when spring break starts rolling in and the summer crowds come. Then I think it'll be a little bit longer than that, but you have a place of shade to look forward to. You won't be in direct sunlight. And once you go through that line, you will be at the entrance of the Fantasy to the Royal Hall. And you walk through, and it's similar to if any of you have gone through Sleeping Beauty's walkthrough in the castle. It's a similar entrance to that. It's brick. It looks like you're walking through a hallway of the castle. And you enter into the first hall. And when we went through, the first hall was where we met Ariel.
It'll be different every time you go through.
Yeah, it'll be different every time. But I'm going to tell you through my experience what I saw.
Selfish, are we?
Well, because I have no other experience but my own. So when I walk through, you walk through and you get to be inside the little hall. And it's very well done. It's a wood paneling all around surrounded, a very regal rug that has beautiful designs. And they did a beautiful job in the hall as well as the ceilings. If you look up, make sure you always look up. Mm-hmm. Their chandeliers are made out of crowns. Yes, they're little crowns for those of that.
How clever of them.
Yeah, there's
those Imagineers.
It is. It's really pretty. They have really beautiful colored banners hanging.
Yeah, those are good looking too.
So you have the first hall where you meet your first princess and you get to have a picture time with them. You can use your camera or they have the official photographer, Disneyland photographers there, as well as a host that can help you. Mm-hmm. And what's nice about it is that it's a very personal space. You are only in there with your immediate party. So no one else should be in there with you. And I felt that when I was in there, I wasn't rushed. They didn't make us take the picture and leave. We actually got to interact and we had a pretty big group. We had 6 in our group. And so we each got to take our pictures. And from there, you move along to another hall, another room where the next princess will be. And nothing much changes in there other than the princess. And if you listen closely, you might hear the music that pertains to the princess. So if you were in there with Ariel, you will hear Under the Sea or Part of Your World.
Mm-hmm. That's the song. Yeah.
I was That's like, am I making up songs this time? Yes. So you'll hear them in the background. And then you'll move straight to another hallway, which is separate from those two hallways. It looks like a castle room. And you'll meet your final princess there. And then you'll exit out through a separate door back into the town square and right across from the new store.
Yeah. So all in all, it is a long process. Not long.
It's about, I was in there, it took maybe 10 minutes to walk through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the experience of meeting the princesses face to face and interacting with them is magical in itself. It's definitely worth the wait.
It is worth the wait. I feel it's very personal. The time is yours alone. There's no one else in that room with you other than your immediate party. You can take pictures, interact with the princesses, and then move along to the next room. So that's something nice that they added.
Yeah.
I know there was a little concern over the lighting. I know Rick Chavez was also telling us he took his daughter and the lighting in there is not that well right now for pictures. It's not pretty good, but I have a feeling that they're working on adjusting that and fixing it. I don't know when they'll have that ready, but I'm sure that shouldn't be a problem for long.
Yeah, so I guess since you're talking about the lighting, we can just move right into the Fantasy Fair panel, which Rick Chavez actually went to. And he's told us a couple of things about it. And since we're already talking about it, one of the things that he had brought up to the panel, which included creative director Michel Dendulk and Christopher Utley, who I believe was the director of entertainment, and also Tony Baxter. How can you forget about him? Imagineer legend. He was also on the panel, and he had brought up to them the concern about the lighting, and he was saying that the Imagineers had a plan that they wanted to do for the lighting because people were concerned about it during the AP previews. So they do have something in the works concerning the lighting.
Cool. Well, hopefully they get it fixed soon for those who are visiting from out of state or from far away. Because for us locals, you know, we can come back anytime.
Yeah.
But I'm more concerned for those who this is like their first trip or they're not coming back to the parks for a long time. So,
I mean, for me, the lighting wasn't really a big issue. The pictures that I took, most of them came out really good, actually. Even the princesses themselves. I didn't use the flash. I was using my iPhone. Didn't use the flash on it, but most of my pictures came out just fine. But I also don't have a lot of hair on my head, so that's not blocking my beautiful face.
That's a problem for some of us.
I don't think that's an issue, the hair. I think it's just
my face. I know it's never an issue. My face is never an issue.
Okay, moving along. moving right along.
Yeah, another thing that Rick had told us about the panel was that the possibility of more shows being inside of the Royal Theater. There are only 2 shows there right now, just Tangled and Beauty and the Beast. They happen 3 times a day each. So 3 shows of Tangled, 3 shows of Beauty and the Beast. And, you know, the possibility of more shows could be very interesting. What do you guys think?
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I would like to see other princess shows. There are other stories.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking about it. It'd be cool to see like a Little Mermaid show there. It's an interesting story and stuff, and it'd be pretty cool to see that acted out.
Well, right now they're showing Tangled and Beauty and the Beast.
Right.
So I think
stories are good. Well, we'll talk about. We'll get back to that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Dead air.
Oh, I thought you were going to keep talking.
No. You said we'll get back to that. We could keep going from it. Okay, do an intro to the next thing.
Are we done with the panel?
One more thing about the panel, I guess I want to bring up. Well, a couple more things. Just there's a hidden CPG, Carnation Plaza Garden decor on the piano somewhere. So look out for that. Other princesses may join the royal hall. So like Erica was saying before, if princesses are like are on break or something, or other princesses will come in and fill in. So like she was saying, Tiana was there the other day, which is very rare because she's kind of been moved over to the New Orleans Square. She's mostly being seen there now. So seeing her at the royal hall was kind of surprising to me, but then it shouldn't be. And I guess that's it from the panel. Just mostly behind the scenes stuff and a couple of questions, and yeah, it was sound like a cool thing. Wish I would have went to it because I love hearing about behind the scenes stuff of Imagineering and things like that. Moving on to the we'll talk about Maurice's treats and the food cart. Talk about the food that they serve there. So it is a quick service restaurant or quick service meal. Basically means that APs can't use their discount.
It's not a restaurant. It's just like a snack cart.
I was looking for, a snack cart.
Yes.
So it's a quick service snack cart. Can't use your APs. But they have a couple of offerings there. What was that?
Or CM discounts. None of those either.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, how unfortunate. Yes. But there are a couple of offerings there. There is a chocolate and strawberry twist and a garlic cheddar bagel twist and a boysen apple freeze. So let's talk about that. What did you guys think?
I enjoyed the boysen apple freeze. It was really good. Mm-hmm. It's similar to the apple freeze that is found in Fantasyland by Casey Jr.'s Train. And I think you can also find it across from the Haunted Mansion.
There's also mostly been compared to the Red's apple freeze in Cars Land.
Yes, correct. So the only difference is that it has a shot of boysenberry syrup. Mm. And it's really good. I enjoyed it. It's a yummy treat for those hot summer days. I think it's yummy anytime.
It's fantastic. I love it. It's very sweet all around, but it's not too sweet. But I love it.
Yeah, and you can get it in a regular cup, or you can purchase a souvenir cup, which I was excited because it has one of my favorite villains, Gaston, and it has the Beast on the other side.
That's the one I got. I got that one.
It's actually the same cup as found in Walt Disney World. So
right, it's the same ones they use in Gaston's Tavern.
Yes. So I'm excited that I got to get that souvenir cup. Mm-hmm. But you can also purchase it in a regular cup. Also, the treats, I tried pretty much all of them.
Okay, what'd you think of those? I only tried the strawberry twist, and I enjoyed that one very much.
I'm going to be honest with the audience and say that it wasn't my favorite treat or snack. If I had to choose from the three, I would choose the chocolate twist. That one was really yummy.
I didn't get to try that one.
Yeah, that was good. I didn't really like the strawberry or the bagel. I felt the bagel that I tried was kind of stale. But that could have been just mine. I don't know.
Like, I heard Rick had a bad experience with his.
I'll have to go try it again one more time.
We tried Rick's one. So
yeah, we tried the
same. We all tried the same one.
we stole a little piece from Rick's because we didn't want to buy a bagel bite ourselves. Yeah. But I personally, like I said last time, I said I would just walk over to the churro cart that's a few feet away.
Yeah. It's the same price too.
And, so yeah, it's the same price, and I prefer a churro, and then get my Boysen apple freeze. So,
but going again, the strawberry twist, which I did have, I thought was really good. It was very light, very like
flaky,
and just hints of strawberry
and powdered sugar.
Powdered sugar, yeah. It was really, I enjoyed it very much. It's just a very light meal, but it is on the expensive side. It is the same price as a churro at $3.50. But
actually, isn't it more? It's actually $4.
Is it? I thought it was $3.50.
We have to do our fact checks.
Oh,
time out.
Time, yeah. Hold on.
It's on the.
Okay. We should time out. We should
they
have.
They are $3.49.
Yeah. See, told you.
I'm
the
sorry.
The garlic is $4.19.
See.
Okay.
Well, say that. So start over from there and just say the price.
No, I'm leaving this in. So like.
No. There's no way we're leaving this in. If you're listening to us, Trent is dead.
So
restart from the price.
It is the same price as a churro, so it is a bit on the pricey side, but well, not churros are pricey. Let's move on to the okay. Hold on. So all in all, I think that the Maurice's Treats food cart is actually very good. It's a great addition to the land, to the area. Moving right on from there, let's move into the across from there is the Royal Theater, which used to be the Carnation Plaza Garden Theater. One cool thing that they did for the area is they kept the original flooring from the theater. So that original flooring that you see there in the Royal Theater is the original flooring.
I did notice that, and I think that's really that's a nice tribute that they left that in there.
Yeah, that. It's very smart of them. But the theater itself holds about 200 people. There's chairs for the adults to sit on, and then kids are recommended to sit up in like carpeted circles in front of the stage. And very interactive. They're they're calling it like a vaudeville style show. So it's kind of interactive and crazy and kooky, and it's very funny. The hosts, Mr. Smythe and Mr. Jones, do a great job of telling the two stories of Beauty and the Beast and Tangled. What did you guys think of it? What did you guys think of the shows?
I really liked them. I thought they were both really funny. They were really entertaining for me because they kept my attention, and I do not do well sitting long periods of time and watching shows.
She has a short attention span.
Yeah, so excuse me. But anyway, so they were really good at keeping my attention.
Did you watch both of the shows?
Yeah, I actually did watch both.
So you got to see the Beauty and the Beast show.
Yes. And okay. As much as I love Beauty and the Beast, I actually kind of like the Tangled show a little better.
Oh, do you? Because yes. I like Tangled and I like the Beauty and the Beast show better.
Wow.
I thought there's a little switch up there. I just thought that the Tangled show was a little more funny compared to the Beauty and the Beast show, and then there were a couple times where it was just dragging a little bit.
For Beauty and the Beast?
Yes.
Yeah, there's
like
that.
Like the part where she's changing into her ball gown.
Yes.
Basically,
this is long portion in the middle where you can kind of tell that Bella's taken off from her the blue dress, her peasant dress, and transforms into her beautiful ball gown.
Was Bella peasant though?
I was gonna say
I don't think Bella was a peasant.
She lived in a nice village. Isn't it her village dress?
Sure, if you want to call her that. It's a peasant. Peasants live in the village.
He's changing the storyline.
Peasants live in the village.
Okay. Well, yes, we get it. But she changed from her blue dress to her ball gown.
Yes.
I thought that the bell that was how do I say this?
Bell is Bell. What are you trying to say?
But I thought the bell sounded a lot similar to the movie version of Bell. How's that?
So they cast a good Bell for that show.
Well, Bell is Bell, so of course he would be casted.
Oh, you're correct. I'm sorry. Bell is Bell.
No, but I just thought that the, I don't know, something didn't click with me with the Tangled show.
I actually saw the Tangled show. I have not, I've yet to see the Beauty and the Beast show, and I enjoyed it. I thought it was funny.
Oh yeah, it's a great show.
It's a show that is not only centered around children and entertaining the children, but there is a lot of adult humor in there too that had a lot of the adults in the room laughing.
Or even just like like regular Disney goers humor. Like they made a joke about the backside of water.
Yeah, they
like
included
how many people will really get that? Well, it is Disneyland, so a lot of people will get that. So.
Well, if you've been on the Jungle Cruise, you will get that.
Yeah, and it is funny in that sense.
Something that's cool too is that the music is live. There is a piano player on the side who's playing the music live, and the singers. It's actually not the characters that are singing.
That's
the hosts are the ones singing, which was surprising to me because I was expecting to hear Rapunzel and Flynn sing, but in fact it is the hosts who are singing and not the characters.
Well, the characters are hired to be characters and not singers, I guess, so
they acted out.
And in the Beauty and the Beast, when they do the ballroom scene, they also kind of have like a sing-along part.
Yes, they do. They bring out this big sign that has the words to
like a verse or
the Beauty and the Beast song.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty neat, even though the people were kind of like
didn't want to sing.
Yeah,
right?
They were like a little nobody iffy wants about to sing. They're like,
oh, if I was in there, I would singing be singing along. I'd be like, karaoke time.
You get up with the microphone just out of nowhere.
It's like, hand me that mic, sir.
Spotlight.
Get on top of the piano.
That's something that it seems like a fun show. And I know that people will enjoy it. And hopefully they do add other character shows to it.
Yeah.
They also make references to other princess movies.
Yeah, they do. We don't want to give away too much, but
we don't want to spoil it, I think. Yeah. But go check out really the cool show.
They're both good. Whichever one you get to watch during your visit, they're both great and enjoyable, and they're very interactive too. It's got me saying huzzah and five throughout the whole day.
Huzzah.
Throughout the whole day, I was just like, huzzah.
We still are saying it. So it impacted us. What I did like seeing, the children sitting at the bottom, because the children, they asked them to come sit in the front. Mm-hmm. And I like to see them interact, and they're excited, and they're smiling, and they're laughing. Mm-hmm. And that's fun because there's not a bad seat in the house for them. They get to sit right in front and be interactive, part of the show.
No bad seat anywhere. You can see everything.
And you can stand, once they ran out of room, you can stand around the perimeter.
Right.
And still be able to watch.
Yeah. So I guess pro tip would be just arrive to your show, whichever show you want to go to, arrive about half an hour earlier than the started show time. They have everybody line up on the left side of the Royal Theater, which is the exit to Frontierland. They have everybody line up there, and you can still watch it. And when that show is done I guess one thing we almost forgot to mention was that after each show, they have a meet and greet with the princesses. So after the Beauty and the Beast show, Belle will come out, have a meet and greet for everybody that was in the audience only, not if you weren't outside.
Yeah.
You can't come in and get a meet and greet with him and Rapunzel too.
So it's an additional chance to get a character picture and autograph.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's a bonus. You get a show and you also get to meet and greet with a princess.
Yes.
So I know that the Tangled show is in the morning and the Beauty and the Beast is in the afternoon
as of right now. Yes, that is the correct times.
And there's three showings of each.
Correct.
In a row.
And you can find those times in at the entrance. When you grab your map, be sure to grab one of the daily schedules, and it'll tell you the times.
Correct.
Actually, it tells you to go to
or I don't find I
think it. Are they actually posted at the Royal Theater? They posted out in front.
Yeah, there's two signs at both entrances of the Royal Theater that show the times.
Correct. That is correct.
Yes.
Not that false information Erica is feeding us.
Yeah, because I grabbed one yesterday and I looked and it said to go to the Royal Hall to see the times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
They want you to work for it.
A thousand pardons, everyone.
They want you to work for those show times.
I think hopefully we'll have that on the Mouseweight app where you can check the schedules and the times for the show.
It seems like the princess shows were the same time, so.
Yeah.
When someone else posted the time schedule. So it looks like they'll stay the same, but you never know. That's why we're not committing to what the times are. Yeah. So all in all, Royal Theater, go check it out. It's very good. It's a good use of that space, too. So let's talk a bit about some of the smaller things inside of the Fantasy Fair area. One thing that was discussed in the panel that I forgot to mention was that there's only one hidden Mickey inside of that whole area. And our very own Rick Chavez did find it, the first to do so, and actually surprised some of the cast members there. And he found it and won't tell us where it's at. One hint that he did give us was that it's inside, but it's outside. Which could mean anything.
That could mean anywhere.
Well. I have a feeling. I think I know where it's at, but then I don't. So
I don't know. And the picture that he posted of it is very vague as well.
Yes.
He tried to keep it hidden so that no one will know where it's at once they see it.
I kind of think I have an idea where it's at, but like Trent said, I'm gonna let you guys go look for it.
Mm-hmm. Correct. There's a hidden lizard somewhere in the area. I don't know what this is about.
It's just a lizard. Like, it's not Pascal or anything. I found it with Green Lantern on one of the AP previews. And I don't know if I should say where it is. I know
you can tell
a lot
me.
Of
it's fine. We're not recording anymore. You can tell me.
I know a lot of the cast members actually know where it is because I saw a couple pointing them out to people.
I think it's okay to tell them. It's not a hidden Mickey, so.
Well, it's.
Don't say it. Okay, say it. I'm ready.
Are you ready or not?
I'm ready.
Okay, well, basically where, it's kind of hard to explain, but where they put the queue for the Royal Hall, there's a part that you can tell it was added on. It's like a little ledge. You know the little round part in the queue? It's not covered, the little round part. It's under there, and it's carved into the rock that's holding it up, I guess you could say.
Oh, is it? Okay, I was looking for
you
a
have
real
to,
lizard.
You have to go on the bridge and really crouch down kind of to see it, but you can see the back end of the lizard.
Whoa, now.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that hidden lizard.
Well, it's not hidden anymore because we just told you where it was.
I was forced.
We forced your hand.
Please write please send your complaint emails to Trent's email.
Okay, and another thing that was mentioned in the panel I forgot to bring up was that I guess Tony Baxter had mentioned that there is a hidden Pascal in the area somewhere, which is very interesting. He was saying that the Pascal only shows up 3 times a day, and I have no idea what that means. I have no idea what kind of, it could mean at all.
I was thinking maybe he's hidden and then he just changes colors that you could see him 3 times a day. But then I was also thinking, what if the 3 times a day is during the Tangled show?
I don't know. I love Pascal. Oh, that's a good.
Because they show it 3 times a day, so.
Oh.
Maybe he's hiding
the pieces together, huh?
Yes.
You smart girl.
I'm sure when someone finds it, it'll be posted on Mouseway, and then we'll all know where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they try to hide it like Rick Chavez.
I love me some Pascal, so I'll be on the lookout for that. And one more thing is that one of the more magical things that they do in the land, in the area, is that for the Bippity Boppity Boutique, if you don't know what that is, it's a place where you can have your minis, preferably a girl, but you can have your minis go and get dressed up like a princess by one of the fairy godmothers in training, and you can have them get dressed up like a princess, and if you want, you can have them be walked from the Bippity Boppity Boutique to the front of the line to the Royal Hall.
So it's like a fast pass?
It's extra in the package to have that.
Yeah, and it's a very magical thing, very, very cool thing.
And they also do night packages for boys, so it doesn't have to just be girls.
Oh, okay.
That's good. I'm glad they added something for the boys.
Yeah.
It's not as pricey as the girls because they just do the hair and like give them a sword and shield, but they do have something for them too.
Oh, great.
So Trent, we'll be taking you soon.
I'm doing the regular Baby Bobby boutique. What are you talking about?
So you can get your tiara.
Yeah.
And with what hair though? You have no hair.
I can grow it out. It's fine.
He can get a wig. They have princess wigs.
The plot gets better and better.
But yeah, they do have them walk from the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique to the front of the line at Royal Hall, and the fairy godmothers in training do like this big like announcement, like hear ye, make way for the princess.
And they come
like,
out.
Yeah, and they have like umbrellas over them, yeah. And just like walking them to the front line. It's very cute. It's very cool.
They're like leading them under the umbrellas through, mm-hmm. you know,
through the fantasy fair.
Yeah,
yeah. It's very cool. Very. I'll be taking advantage of that, obviously. That speaks to me. But it is on the pricey side. I've heard a very good friend, Stitch Legacy, was telling me that it could cost about $100 to do that, to do the whole Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, have the whole princess makeover, and then welcome to the line. So it is a bit pricey, but for that experience, I think it'd probably be worth it.
Well, hopefully, if it's a special event,
yeah, like
I would consider taking my niece to do it for her birthday.
Yeah, I bet she'd love it.
Sounds good.
I know Trent would.
I would love it. My birthday passed away, though, so I guess I have to wait till next year. Okay, so moving on from there, I guess that's all we have to say about the Fantasy Fair for this week. Except
you forgot something.
What'd I forget?
You forgot the crest.
Oh, I forgot to add that in there. Go ahead and talk about the crest then.
Well, basically above I want to say it's above the exit to Rancho del Zocalo.
Yeah, it's above the exit to Frontierland.
There is a peak, I guess, and smack on the front of it is a crest with the lettering CPG, which is a homage to Carnation Plaza Gardens, which, as we know, used to be there before mm-hmm. Princess Fantasy Fair.
It's a very cool homage.
Yeah.
To the old area. Very nice that they did that.
Yeah, and I know there were people yesterday when I was there, and they're like, what does CPG stand for? And they couldn't figure it out. Mm-mm-mm. But, you know, it's nice for the
people. They're missing out.
They spelled CPK wrong.
Is this where we go for the California Pizza Kitchen? Where they add this here? I know they're adding Starbucks. I didn't know about the California Pizza Kitchen.
That's for another podcast. What Christian restaurant we want to see.
But, you know, mm-hmm. it's nice for the people that do know what used to be there.
Mm-hmm. And miss it very much.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. Okay, so I guess that ends all of our talk about the Fantasy Fair. All in all, I love the area. Again, I didn't want to leave it the first time I was there. I was just totally in love with it. The atmosphere there is great. It sits right next to the castle, so it kind of feels like an extension, and it feels like a kind of like... like a village type setting. So I loved it. General feelings. What did you guys feel about the area again?
If we're going to rate it, let's say 1 to 10.
Sure.
I'm going to give it an 8.
Okay.
That's fair. Yeah, I think that's a good score. Yeah. But I want other people to experience it themselves, and they might love it. They might give it a 10.
Yeah.
Actually... I want to change my vote.
Oh, nope. Too late. Nope.
I want to give it a 9. I'm going to up it because I really did enjoy it. And I think they did a great job.
Mm-hmm. What did you think, Melanie? Just another general closing out feeling.
Yeah, I would also give it a 9. And that's before deciding to change my answer. Just a flat out 9. Like, I thought it was great. It's just, like I said, it's small, but it's still really cool. And there's still actually, you know, a lot of things to see.
I concur with all of your votes as a 9. There are a couple of things that they can fix on, like having just only 3 princesses. Hearing that announcement was just kind of surprising to me that they would build the whole area for just the three princesses, I feel, or five princesses if you want to include the ones from the show. But I do love the area very much. That's why I'm giving it a 9, and it's I'm in love with it. It's a great area. Go check it out, even if you're alone.
Yeah, and you don't have to have minis. Trust me, I think I'm going to be spending a lot of time there even without my minis.
Yeah. Area should be checked out. So next time you're in the Disneyland Resort, go check it out. And let's move on to the... Okay, so let's move on to the question of the week. We didn't have a podcast last week, so I'm just going to repeat the podcast question we had 2 weeks ago, which was, if you could create any kind of parade, what kind of parade would you make? So I'm just going to give a couple of answers out and just tell me what you guys think of it. First off, we have Baseball Mickey CM with the electrical parade with fireworks going off. I didn't know if he meant from the floats or if he meant just remember going off, but I like my idea of having the parade with floats.
You like the idea of having the parade with floats?
Oh, yeah. Fireworks. Okay. The fireworks and floats both start with an F.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Words are hard. Words are hard.
Well, I think that's like a sensory overload to have fireworks shooting out and then having to watch.
Not just that, but it's a safety hazard and people are going to get rained on. They're going to get rained on with firework debris and then we'll have
legal issues.
Bah.
Good suggestion. Next one. What's the next suggestion?
Okay, so next one is from ScubaSteve028. He has a suggestion of Disney Classics or Throwback Parade. So all... He says all the Disney films before 1990.
I like that idea.
Yeah, sounds interesting. Sounds like it could be cool.
You know, like Great Mouse Detective and Robin Hood and all those.
Yeah, all those
oldie but goodies.
Yes, those. Yeah. That sounds like a cool idea for a parade. Moving on to KS4Tink, she has an idea of a parade with popular attractions at Disneyland. So, a Haunted Mansion or Space Mountain float. What do you guys think of that?
I think that's my favorite one so far. I kind of like the Remember fireworks, just like in the float.
Yeah, kind of like version. That. Just having a parade version of the.
Ooh, I like it. I like the idea of like different rides, different attractions on a different float, and having the characters come out and interact. That's a good one.
Like the hitchhiking ghost could be behind the Haunted Mansion float. Trying to get a ride or something.
Or Indiana Jones.
Right. Yeah. That'd be
hanging
cool.
off his float. Like he hangs in front of the ball.
that could be a pretty cool bunch of ideas you could do. A lot of good attractions there. Moving on from there, Nightingale has a suggestion of the Disney Afternoon Parade. So characters such as Tailspin, Darkwing Duck, Goof Troop, Chippendale Rescue Rangers, and DuckTales.
Don't forget Gummy Bears.
Oh, how could you forget the Gummy Bears? Well, she didn't write it down. That's why I didn't mention it.
Oh, okay. Well,
I like that one. That's
I like that one, too. That's for the 90s kids.
Yeah, that's another throwback one. That'd be pretty cool. I guess our last one would be... Let's give it to Madame Leota, who just has a Fantasmic Parade. You guys don't like that? All right. Well, I guess no Fantasmic Parade then. Madame Leota, they don't like your idea.
I thought you were going to say something else. We didn't want to be
I was giving it to you guys. You guys obviously didn't like it. You guys obviously didn't like it. So we'll move on from there.
She's a good friend. She's going to
for not liking your idea.
No, it's all good.
So that's all the question. Those are all the answers. Thank you, everybody, for answering. We have a new question of the week this week. Basically, with this, the Fantasy Fair done.
What our question was?
Huh? I remember what the question was. I got it. Okay. Basically, with the...
What happened?
What happened what?
We lost you.
Yeah. Oh, did you? We couldn't hear anything. Because I'm like, did you forget what the question is?
Oh, no. Okay.
Start again from the question.
Start over.
Okay.
Are you still recording?
Yeah, I'm still recording. I never stop.
Okay, make sure. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go from the end.
What time are we on?
I think we're like almost at an hour again.
Oh, gosh. We need to speed it up.
Yeah.
Well, at least part of it's bleh. Go.
Okay, so those are all of the answers from the question 2 weeks ago. Thank you, everybody, for answering.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. We have a new question for you this week. Basically, with the Fantasy Fair done, that kind of wraps up a lot of the big projects going on at the Disneyland Resort. I mean, other than some smaller projects like the completion of Making the Magical Map, which again has an opening day of May 25th, Starbucks on Main Street, Big Thunder Mountain refurb, and also the reopening of Starcade, which opened this past week, which has like 26 classic arcade games and a Fix-It Felix Jr. and like an air hockey table. They have Tron?
Yes, they have Tron in there too.
Oh man, I gotta go over there. But they basically use the same area as the Wreck-It Ralph meet and greet, which is kind of cool how they integrated that in. But like other than those projects going on, there's nothing really big going on for the Disneyland Resort. So my question for everybody is, what's next? What's next for the Disneyland Resort? What kind of big projects do you guys see coming? What kind of big projects do you guys see going on soon? Would like to see. Because there's a lot of stuff that could be done.
Can I make my vote right now?
Sure. What is your suggestion?
Or do I need to go on the post? Actually, I'll hold it. I'll go on your post and
You're going to save it for the post?
I will.
All right. So be on the lookout for the post for Erica's answer. It better be good, too. You can save it for the post.
I think a lot of people will agree. So, yeah, they can go check it.
You know what? There's probably one that is on everybody's mind that
Don't say it. Well,
I won't say it, but if you're a regular, if you're a mouse waiter, if you're a regular to the parks, you will know what I'm talking about. So be on the lookout for the post where you can answer. And that about brings us to the end. Oh, no. We have one more thing. Melanie, tell us what that one more thing is.
Well, as part of Limited Time Magic, we have voting for who we would like to see during Long Lost Friends Week at Disneyland Resort. And they already did this in Walt Disney World. And
there, out there, they had the Big Bad Wolf and the Three Little Pigs. They had Ludwig von Drake and Scrooge McDuck. And they also had the cast of Robin Hood.
Yes. And so you can go vote by going to Disney Parks. Or actually the Disney blog, I believe, has the link to go vote.
Yeah, the Disney Parks blog.
Go ahead.
That was it. Okay. The Disney Park blog. That's where you go.
Yeah. And just to name a few people to vote for, we also have Robin Hood, Friar Tuck, Prince John, and the Sheriff of Nottingham, which I know there's a few that would like to see them.
Of course.
And we also have Ping and Mushu.
Ping, if you don't know Ping, that's just Mulan as the dude.
Her alter ego.
Yeah, as the soldier.
Yes, and another good one is Merlin.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Bring back the sword and the stone.
It's been a long time since I've seen Merlin.
That'd be pretty cool.
And there's also some groups that we have seen in the parks before, but
with small additions.
Yeah, so there's Jiminy Cricket, Pinocchio, Geppetto, Jay Worthington, Foulfellow, and Gideon. But I'm assuming they would all be together, right?
Yeah, because that's how they did it on Walt Disney World.
Okay, so then that's what the difference would be.
Yeah.
But those are just a couple. So make sure you go vote for who you would want to see during Long Lost Friends Week.
Yeah. And there's a long list of characters on there.
Yeah, it's hard to choose.
Yeah, so and you can only choose one, which is crazy.
Yeah.
One of those.
Do they have an others category?
I don't think so.
No, they don't.
Okay. No, they don't let you get to choose which characters you want to see.
Yeah, but it's still a pretty good list of characters.
Some of the ones you would really want to see, so.
Yeah.
Again, go to Disney Parks blog and vote. And with that, that'll end our podcast for this week. I would first like to do a little bit of housekeeping. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at MouseWeight. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at the username at MouseWeight. Subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/MouseWeight and /MouseWeightDLTV. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search MouseWeight Disneyland Podcast, and get episodes as they come out. And again, like to thank our sponsors at the Hojo, Howard Johnson, Anaheim. Look out for those MouseWeight family reunion rates. And that'll do it for us this week on the Fantasy Fair edition of the MouseWeight Podcast. Thank you, Erica.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you, Melanie.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody else, for listening. My name has been Trent Morgan, or it still is Trent Morgan. It hasn't changed. Oh, goodness. It's getting late, guys. It's getting late. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Huzzah. Bye.
Huzzah.
Goodbye.
Huzzah.
Goodbye. Goodbye. And we're out.
Yes. That's another hour. It was an hour with just three of us also.
My name has been Trent Morgan.